is speaking.
Hello?
Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm fine, and yourself?
Good. This is Mr. Hurdle. I was with you yesterday. Okay. I'm having a problem with the login. This is my daughter's phone. This is one I've been borrowing. I have a problem with the login. It kept sending me to the thing for accept the code. So now when I redo that again, do I pull up, when I put the code in, what they sent me through my email?
So the problem is you need to use the same phone that you have the app downloaded
Right.
on it. Only reason, because you need to copy and paste that password. So each time that you make a mistake, it's going to lock the account and send you a whole nother email. So you need to click
Not.
Forgot Password. You need to go to your email. You need to copy that password and then go back to the sign-in and paste it there in the password field to create a new password all over again.
Okay, so why not? Okay, so when it goes to the email, so I got to send it to the other phone?
No. I need you to use the same phone that you have the app on in order for to copy and
Oh, for
paste. You
that
can't
phone.
copy and paste a password from one device and go to another with it. It has to be on the same device. So if the device you have the app on is not the one you get your emails from, then it's not going to work. You're going to have to manually put it in. And remember, I told you the I's, the number ones, the O's, and they are case sensitive. So that's the reason why you're going to keep getting locked out.
Oh, okay. So I'm trying to
So if
figure
I
out.
were you, I would download the app on the phone you received your emails from. And do it that way until you're able to get access back to the app. Then when you put your new password in or you use the same one and it registered, then you can go back to using that other phone to log back in.
Because I know yesterday when I did it, it came to this email. Then I gave it the password and it took it. But then I think I made a one error with the number and it
It
took it
locked
back.
you again. Right.
Right.
So
So
you got to do the step. You got to repeat the process over. So when you do that, it automatically locks the account, and then you need to go retrieve the email from HHA to get back access.
okay, so when I do it, I pull it up on that phone with my email,
Yeah, the
but it
HHA
don't
app
go to
needs
that
to be on
phone.
there.
But
Yep.
that phone.
Whatever
So
phone you
wait,
get in there.
so when we did it yesterday, did my email come up on that phone when we did
Nope,
it?
nope. I
Yeah,
took
that's what I'm
the
trying to
email
figure.
and I manually put it in. This is the problem that
Yeah.
people be having. If they're using two different devices, it's not going to work because you need to copy and paste that password. So all it takes is you downloading the app on the phone you retrieve your emails from. You getting back access to the actual app, and then you go back to the other device that you were using once your account is active again.
Okay. Because I know she was saying something where it'll suspend the service because it won't match up.
What you mean?
I don't know. She said
What
she
won't
won't
match
take
up?
she said she wasn't taking the slips no more. So we got to do it by the email.
Do what by the email?
She was saying, you know, the timesheets. She said she wasn't. She was doing it this time, but she said she wasn't going to do it no more.
We can't. We need register clock ins and out to build the
Right,
account
right, right, right.
correctly.
Right, right, right. Oh, smart.
So
And that's got to be in by
the
the
only
day.
thing I
That's got to
need
be.
you to recommend is you download the app on that device you get your emails from. Because then you're going to have this difficult time.
Yeah, but then normally I got The one I had, I like I said, I messed that phone up. But I usually got two different emails, but I usually use one phone if I need Ben. You know what I mean? So it's like I use my daughter's just in case if I have a full backup because I didn't know I was going to mess up my phone.
Well, you could use any device as long as you're able to retrieve your email on that same device. So, but once you get access back to the app, then you can go back to that other phone that you were using specifically for it to clock in and out on. You just got to get access back to it. If not, you're going to have to manually put that password in and hope that you put the right, correct information. If not,
right,
you keep locking it, and you're going to have to keep, keep having the same problem.
Right. Because like you said yesterday, we couldn't pull up my email off that phone, off that account, right?
Right.
Off that phone we used. Because we kept having a hard time.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
And the only other way I can assist you here on my end is you're going to have to screenshot that email that HHA sent you and send it to me. So therefore, I'm able to go into your app to get it back active for you to be able to go and use that same device you were using prior.
Okay. All right, let me see if I can get to how to do that. Because if they send it to me, then I can screenshot it to you.
Yep, you can forward it right to me. Yep.
All right, I got to figure out how to do that shit.
All
right,
so all it takes is, let me send you. So all it takes is for you clicking forgot password. Let me see, 267602.
And then it'll send me a code to the email thing.
Yeah, so all it takes is you, I'm going to send you my business card. So therefore, you can forward it to my email. So go to, you forgot password. It's going to, HHA going to send you a message. It's a little arrow, I guess it would be facing towards your right, to forward an email to someone else. And then I just provided you my email address. You can forward it to me. And then once you forward it to me, just text me back that long password if you want to continue to use. I think you should try to lessen up the characters on the password that you selected. It'll be a lot easier. Just forward me a password that you would prefer to use, and then I will confirm back once I'm able to get into your app on my end, and then it will,
okay.
I will direct you for you to log in and see if it were registered on your end.
Okay. Let's try that, see how this should go.
Yep, just try that. And if you run into any
problems,
give me a call back.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye.